As we journey around the country looking at various churches within the CLC, we come to Millston, Wisconsin and Trinity Lutheran Church. It has been over 5 years since the Slice of Life article about Trinity Lutheran Church appeared in the Lutheran Spokesman in January 2018. At that time, the article about the history of the congregation was written by then Pastor Richard Kanzenbach. Trinity's new pastor, Chad Siebert, is now writing this article. At the writing of the 2018 article, it was reported that Trinity consisted of 28 members. The membership now numbers 13, with an average attendance of 7. Despite the decrease in membership over the past 5 years, there's reason to be hopeful in our Savior God, who promises that where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Matthew 18, verse 20. No longer is Trinity served by various retired pastors, seminary students, and professors, but rather by God's grace and help, and only by His help. Pastor Siebert is able to serve the congregation each Sunday. Having the same face in the pulpit from Sunday to Sunday has allowed for some stability and has given the pastor opportunity to speak with visitors after the service. With various opportunities for camping in the Millston area, there are visitors that pop in from time to time during the summer months, mostly CLC members, but some non-members as well. On July 3, 2022, the town of Millston celebrated its 150th anniversary. It was a big occasion, with hundreds of people flocking to the little town of a population of less than 150. As a memorial of the celebration, a quilt was made on which Trinity Lutheran Church had its own square, a beautiful picture of the outside of the church building. A few members of Trinity congregation helped to plan and also participated in the activities of that day. One member presented a historical demonstration of moss nailing, for which the area is known. Pastor and congregation members alike were able to meet and mingle with many attendees of the special town celebration. There have also been some email inquiries in the past year, and while they have not yet led to an increase in congregational membership, we are confident that the word of the Lord, shared with those inquiring, will not return to him void, but will accomplish what he pleases, as he says in Isaiah 55:11. Of course, the highlight of every year at Trinity is the annual ILC Tour Choir service, in which young people from Emmanuel Lutheran High School, College, and Seminary present God's Word in song during the regular Sunday service. This service always brings visitors, both member and non-member alike. The congregation is also looking forward with joyful anticipation to the confirmation of one of its young people later on this year. In 1 Samuel 16:7, we read, "Man looks on the outward appearance." No doubt sinful man sees Trinity and focuses on the dwindling number, the very few sitting in the large sanctuary on Sunday morning, and the fact that the congregation doesn't even have an organist, but must use a computer tablet with a Bluetooth speaker each Sunday. Looking at Trinity's situation, this may seem discouraging. Thankfully, the Lord does not see as man sees, as 1 Samuel 16:7 also says. Every Sunday in Millston, there are a few faithful who gather to be comforted by and instructed in the pure teaching of God's law and gospel. You are welcome to join us at 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings to have your heart filled with the word of Him who died and rose again, that we unworthy sinners might be saved. This article, as was said, was written by Chad Siebert, pastor of Morning Star Lutheran Church in Fairchild, Trinity Lutheran Church in Millston, St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Melrose, and Peace with God Evangelical Lutheran Church in Onalaska, all in Wisconsin.